Panel will come to order. Will members please vote to signify their presence?
The roll shows 12 members present this morning, Senators Donnelly, Halford, Kelly, Lehman, Mackey, Pearson, Warder, Stuse, McCall, the Senate Samish President.
We have a quorum to do business. Would members please stand for the invocation by Senator Parnell?
Let us pray. Dear Lord God, thank you for this new day. Thank you, too, for the knowledge and wisdom that we receive from you and from others. Thank you for our children, Alaska's promise for our future. And we acknowledge, O God, that our hope is not found solely in ourselves, as we are far from perfect people. Thank you instead that you can be our everlasting joy. In Christ's name, amen.
Senator Phelps, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread out of the journal.
Without objection, so order. Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify the correctness of the journal for the 60th legislative year.
Senator Taylor.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal on the 60th legislative day, halfway through, be approved and certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, so ordered. There is our guest for introduction. The messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning.
Messages from the House.
There are no House messages.
Communications.
Letter from Commissioner Boyer, Department of Administration, translating a report of monetary terms for the health insurance premium agreement reached with the public employees, Local 71, representing his employees in the Labor, Trades, and Crafts Unit.
I'll refer that to the Finance Committee.
And those are all the communications this morning, Mr. President.
Reports to standing committees.
State Affairs Committee report on confirmation of appointments. In accordance with AS 3905080, the State Affairs Committee reviewed the qualifications of the following and recommends the appointments be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. Alaska Army National Guard Assistant Adjutant General, Brigadier General Stephen Korniak. State Commission for Human Rights, Christine Marzigan, James H. Chase. Alaska Public Offices Commission, Philip Boland, Kathleen Harrington. Signed the report, Senator Ward, Vice Chair, Senators Mackey and Duncan. Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill Number 319 relating to arbitration. Recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute. Signed no recommendation, Senator Lehman Chair, Senators Mackey and Hoffman. Zero fiscal note. Senate Bill Number 319 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill 329 establishing an exemption for investment clubs from the business license requirement. Signed, do pass, Senator Lehman Chair. Signed, no recommendation, Senators Mackey and Hoffman. Zero fiscal note. Senate Bill Number 329 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. Rules Committee considered Senate Bill 185 related to maintenance of voter lists. Recommends it be placed on Wednesday, March 18 calendar. Signed, report, Senator Kelly Chair, Senators Duncan, Taylor, Lehman, and Torgerson. Rules Committee considered Senate Bill 254 relating to levy for the collection of debt as applied to a permanent fund. Signing the report, Senator Kelly Chair, Senators Duncan, Taylor, Lehman, and Torgerson. Lehman further signed due pass. These two bills will appear on the March 18 calendar, and those are all the standing committee reports this morning.
Senator Duncan, we're having these. Federal will stand at ease. Did we finish the standing committee
report? There are no further standing committee reports, Mr. President.
Reports to special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Senator Green.
May we return to the introduction of guests?
Without objection, so ordered.
Okay. Give me Senate chamber today is the constituent from Point McKenzie. She's here visiting her aunt, Donna Sheridan from the governor's office. And if you would help me welcome Jessica Atchison. Thank you for being with us.
That brings us back down to introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no Senate resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 343 by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee. Inaculated the boards of commissioners of regional native housing authority.
Community regional affairs and judiciary.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning.
Brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar.
Citation, honoring Molly Smith, honoring Christine Ashenbrenner, in memoriam Peter Begroy.
Senator Taylor.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, so ordered. That brings us down to unfinished business. Senator Lincoln.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, under unfinished business, I would like to make a motion and ask unanimous consent to move Senate Bill 337, which I'll read it. The title is an act relating to the mandatory incorporation of certain boroughs in the unorganized borough into certain third-class boroughs and providing for an effective date. To move Senate Bill 337 from the Senate Finance and refer to Community and Regional Affairs as a first committee of referral. Mr. President, if I might, and I heard the objection, that the reason that I ask that is this was just introduced on the 9th of this week and was introduced by Senate Finance and has only the one committee of referral, Finance. And, of course, as I read from the title, that when we're talking about the boroughs, that it seems that it's logical that the first committee of referral should be Community and Regional Affairs. There's one hearing that's scheduled, I believe, on Wednesday, on March 18th, and there's a lot of the folks that are in the unorganized borough that do not have access to notifying them that Wednesday is going to be the hearing on something that could conceivably change their lives. And this is the only opportunity that they're going to have on the Senate side, and I don't know what's going to happen on the other body, to have any discussion. And so, Mr. President, I would hope that you would refer that to Community and Regional Affairs so that the folks have ample opportunity to be heard on this critical piece of legislation.
There was objection to the motion, Senator
Taylor. I raised the objection to the motion. Referral of bills is the discretion of the chair, and a motion of this type is a procedural motion. It certainly is an appropriate one. It's not out of order to bring it on the floor, but I would oppose the motion. And I guess in substance, I've only been here 14 years, but during that period of time, I have done a lot of work in committee and on various committees, only to see things go to finance, get totally rewritten anyhow. So you may be better off to just leave it up to finance, because they're going to do what they feel like with it anyhow.
Further debate. Senator Duncan.
Mr. President, I've seen that same thing happen, but what's different about this is that there is a similar bill in the Senate Community Regional Affairs, Senate Bill 30. The more appropriate measure, unless there's some reason I don't understand, the more appropriate step would be to hold a hearing on Senate Bill 30 and move it to Finance Committee. This is actually, could be called, jerking a bill from a committee. If I was a committee chairman of Community Regional Affairs, I'd be concerned about that. You're bypassing his committee of jurisdiction. He has a bill there that can go through a hearing process. A new bill's been introduced. The first committee of jurisdiction is being bypassed. I don't understand the reasoning why. Perhaps the majority leader can explain why that's taking place. But I think this is a much different case than just bills going to finance and being rewritten. This is a case of where the committee of first jurisdiction is not having a hearing.
Sir Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With the arguments that the majority leader made that all bills get rewritten in the Finance Committee, then why do we have all the other committees? We might as well just get rid of them.
Motion before the body. The motion before the body shall Senate Bill 337 move from Finance to Community and Regional Affairs. Members may proceed to vote. If any member failed to vote, Secretary will lock the roll. If any members wish to change their vote, Secretary will record the roll. So by a vote of 4 yeas to 8 nays, Senate Bill 337 stays in the Finance Committee. Is there further unfinished business? Senator Duncan.
Yes, Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from a call to the Senate on March 18, 19, and 20.
Without objection, Senator, you would be excused from those dates. Further unfinished business. Announcements. Special orders. Senator Taylor.
Move and ask unanimous consent. The Senate stand in adjournment until 1 p.m. on Wednesday, March the 18th.
Without objection, we stand adjourned until 1 o'clock on Wednesday.